Officials in the largest school district in western Massachusetts say newly released data shows years of efforts to get kids to stay in school and eventually get a diploma are paying off. 8 years ago, just over half of the students who entered one of the public high schools in the city of Springfield managed to graduate in 4 years. The dropout rate in 2011 was almost 12%, compared to a 3% rate for high school students statewide. When Dan Warwick was hired to be the Springfield school superintendent in June 2012, he said his top priority would be to reduce the dropout rate. After the Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education released the annual graduation report Friday, Warwick said it contained great news for the city of Springfield. He said the 4.4% dropout rate in 2019 was an all-time low. The four-year graduation rate has increased 17.2 percentage points since 2012.
And to say also that we're not satisfied with any of these rates. We need to work harder. We won't be satisfied until we have that dropout rate reduced down to nothing. But every year we've had significant gains, and I couldn't be more proud of our staff and our community.
At a City Hall press conference held by school department officials to highlight the positive statistics, Warwick listed several initiatives that have been undertaken, including the introduction of graduation coaches, a ninth grade transition course at every high school, expanded summer school, free classes at night, and online credit recovery courses.
So every child has a pathway to succeed, but it's the execution of the principals and the staff at the school that really make the difference.
As the dropout rate improved in 2019, the four-year graduation rate in the Springfield schools declined 3.5 percentage points to 73.8%. The graduation rate statewide was 88%. Warwick highlighted three schools that he said have had some of the best improvements in graduation rates in the state. The High School of Science and Technology, which at 85.6% has now more than doubled the 2012 graduation rate, Central High School with a graduation rate of almost 90%, and Putnam Vocational High School at 91.5%. Thaddeus Tokars, the principal at Central High School, said the superintendent and the school committee have given him and the other school administrators freedom to pursue creative ways to help students graduate.
So if Putnam's offering a program that Central doesn't offer, maybe after school in the summer, you know, we have the ability to send our kids there. If Central's offering something, whether it be a night school program or summer school program, maybe the conservatory can send a couple kids there, or SciTech or Renaissance. So I think holistically, we've changed our approach to working in collaboration rather than in silos, and I think you're seeing the benefits.
School committee member Chris Collins praised staff and teachers who he said had worked to shape a new generation of students who value education as the means to success in life.
This is monumental. This is not minuscule. But we can never forget that these aren't numbers. These are children. These are Springfield's children.
Springfield's High School of Commerce continues to struggle with a 62% graduation rate. The school is now in a turnaround program. As is the case statewide, there is an achievement gap along racial lines in the Springfield Public Schools. The 2019 graduation rate for Hispanic students was 69.7% compared to a 78% rate for white children in Springfield. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.